Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that He has a purpose.
Amen.
And His purpose is for the corporate me.
Amen.
It is not for me as an individual, my own desires, but for a corporate me, which involves all the members of the body of Christ for His building.
Amen.
And Jesus is the way and the truth. And He needs to fill us as the vessel with His life.
Amen.
That God may get this desire of the building. We'll be filled with this Jesus. Jesus is
45.
The center
of
this corporate me. And we are these vessels that need to be filled with the life of Jesus for His building. Praise the Lord that this vision has been presented this morning. And may we continue seeing this vision for the rest of our day, that the Lord may gain His heart's desire.
Amen.
Not because He just spoke, but I neglected to say it before you spoke. Let's just do 45 seconds per person, so we'll give everyone an ample amount of time to overflow.
Amen.
So 45 seconds, when you hear the...
I know.
When you hear the boop, 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 and you'll try and wrap up so that we can keep everything moving.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this weekend, beginning with the vision. I feel that the Lord brought more of this vision into me.
Amen.
And why He imparted this vision to our brother Paul.
Amen.
The whole purpose was for and toward His building.
Amen.
This weekend we saw that the Lord is doing something in His chosen and redeemed vessels.
Amen. Yes.
And I really received the brother speaking today concerning the matter of Philadelphia and also Laodicea.
Amen.
We have received all these recovered truths.
Amen.
And now it's our responsibility to get it into others.
Amen.
Not lording it over them.
Amen.
But encouraging our dear brother and sisters on in the Lord.
Amen.
So I pray the Lord would rot this vision much more into us. We would eat His word, and it would be sweet to our taste.
Amen.
What a mercy that we can hear what the Lord is recovering.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's recovering His mysterious masterpiece.
Amen.
The one new man, which is His building.
Amen.
His mutual abode.
Amen.
Satan sought to divide and scatter, but God is doing a recovery work.
Amen.
So we need to lay hold to His present truth.
Amen.
And give ourselves for this.
Amen.
And I just appreciate it. We need to give Him the thoroughfare in our being.
Amen.
We have the full way to saturate and soak us.
Amen.
Until we're overflowing with Him.
Amen.
This is just out of our love for Him.
Amen.
We give ourselves to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
To remain in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
And He can gain what He's after.
Amen.
His glorious building.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
My wife and I came to the Lord's recovery in 1975, 44 years ago. And even though I'm an old timer, I realize I still need to be refreshed in this vision.
Amen.
You know, you're never too old to be refreshed.
Amen.
And in particular, last night I was touched, but I still have too much esteem for my culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the only way to deal with that is really to be a person living in the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The cross of Christ is in our spirit.
Amen.
It gets rid of everything negative.
Amen.
So in order to do that, I have to become a person who lives in the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, because since we really want to see the one new man.
Amen.
I'm tired of division.
Amen. Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
That we can be those living in our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really appreciate this very sobering word and this admonition and opportunity that we have to maintain our Philadelphia.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
I just appreciate this conference.
Amen.
And that we are becoming the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
The one new man.
Amen.
And one phrase that will stay with me is that we must overcome Babel.
Amen.
And I speak to the single saints. We must overcome Babel.
Amen.
Whatever that means to you, it means we must apply the cross.
Amen.
To Babel.
Amen.
I was considering this, you know, how is this going to be real? It just doesn't seem like it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But all negative things were terminated.
Amen.
Already.
Amen.
And we have this Christ.
Amen.
To apply to ourselves.
Amen.
To apply to our preferences.
Amen.
Our opinion.
Amen.
So amen, Lord. We just need to open our hearts.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I apply the cross to my preferences.
Amen.
We will be Philadelphia.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah for the word of God.
Amen.
I just appreciate today that we are under God's presence truth. And I appreciate seeing that this is related to actually God's building.
Amen.
All the things that we've been hearing today, you realize that God has something on his heart.
Right.
And that something is actually the one new man.
Amen.
I appreciate that we're all vessels made to contain Christ.
Right.
So instead of living by our old culture, old history, we should live by Christ.
Amen.
This is what our Father is after.
Amen.
He wants a corporate vessel to express him.
Amen.
And so we really need to be ones who are laying hold of this truth.
Amen.
By eating his word.
Amen.
And laying the cross be applied to us daily.
Amen.
When we do this, the life that we receive can be lived out of us. And we can flow this life out to others.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed that we must overcome Babel.
Amen.
Which means we must overcome our culture.
Amen.
And actually, this is a fight every day.
Right.
Every day we have to fight against Babel.
Amen.
So to do this, we have to practice to allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate
right.
in our heart.
Amen.
We have to let him be the referee in our every decision.
Amen.
And I just enjoyed when the brother said that in me, that is in my spirit, the devil has no way,
amen.
No hope,
amen.
No possibility.
Amen.
Because in my spirit is amen. The cross of Christ.
Amen.
Crossing all of these negative things away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May we all remain in our spirit.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 9, when the Lord was speaking to Ananias, he spoke to him concerning Paul, and he told him that this man is a chosen vessel to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so this speaking concerning us being a vessel impressed me so much, because this is in the heart's desire of God. This is the part of the central vision that we've been seeing all weekend, that the Lord chose us to be his vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And as vessels, we were designed for a particular kind of content, but this content is filled through mingling.
Mm-hmm.
And our brother, he gave a definition of mingling. It said, bringing or mixing together without a fundamental loss of identity.
Yeah.
So the Lord Jesus was the first rendition of this mingling that took place, the mingling of God and man.
Amen.
And then, but the Lord desired, and the Father desired, that this mingling would also take place in us.
Right.
So for that to happen, the Lord sometimes renders to us particular kinds of circumstances, so that the mingling, the more of God's content can be worked into our vessel. So I'm just so impressed by this. May more God be worked into my being.
Amen.
Okay, very quick. I have two examples. The first one is a negative one. I had hymn notes that we wrote our name on it, my husband and I. And my brother, Ricky, said he had a Bible was written. I stopped laughing because the hymnal was missing. And after a long time, I found the hymnal in the church, and my name was crossed out, highlighted in black ink.
Oh, no.
And I started considering. I started planning, why does people do that? You know, the Lord reminded me, because you didn't take care of your hymnal. You left it somewhere, and somebody took it. Okay? Number two, it's a positive example. One time I was opening my mouth and correcting some two people are arguing about God's word and all scripture or God's word, and this other person said, but they need so many bad things, you know. So they were arguing. So I just opened up and talked to them. And you know what? They say they got goosebumps, but they hear me talking. So there's a little bit of Christ existing.
Amen.
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 Just a little power.
Amen.
Amen. Actually, this is my first time here. And I was saved 17 years ago. And I wasn't saved by someone saying to me, confess. I was saved by the Spirit. God himself actually manifested to me. And one of the first things he explained to the Spirit is that I should be aware of religion. He explained to me that religion is like with his children. Let's say a mother with
the child in the womb. Mm. In the womb, the child is in darkness. It says the child has to be born to come to the light, mm. to know the Father. Mm. He explained to me that in the womb, the child hears the voice. And he said, such today are his people. Now, Mr. Brother Fitzgerald, I met, and he invited me here.
Mm.
And when I met him, I was very puzzled, and as I listened to him, reason being because God explained to me that he will teach me and no man. Mm. But yet he said, listen to what he has to say to you. So he invited me.
Amen.
And I'm here and I'm looking at you folks. And I'm saying the God who told me not to join religion, allowed me in here with you.
Amen.
And I tell all of you this.
Yes.
I have no idea if you will allow me to be back here. But he speaks.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Please come back.
Amen.
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 Amen. Please come back.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thanks. Amen. I enjoyed this weekend.
Yes.
One of the things that struck me is being able to grow with God, and to be transfigured by God. And this is the point that really stuck with me, sticks with me, amen, to minister God for the building of God. Mm-hmm. And I ask myself the question, why am I here in New York? To participate in the ministering of God for the building of God
yes.
for the African American community all over the United States of America, amen. And one of the things I got that really stuck with me was the fact that I cannot minister culture.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good.
I can deal with background,
yeah.
ethnicity,
amen.
But I must build with the living Lord Jesus.
Amen.
My goal, Martin. No matter who or what or where or when or how, is to build Jesus Christ into others through the outflow of this same Jesus
yes.
out of me into them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God's truths are accumulative.
Amen.
Later truths do not negate the former ones.
Amen.
What we see today are the cumulative revelations of God.
Amen.
Today we are living in the tide of God's will,
Amen.
Which is a continuation of all the past works of God in the previous ages.
Amen.
May God be gracious to us.
Amen.
So that we do not become castaways of
Amen.
The present truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Hearing this message about Saul's conversion, I realized that he encountered the present truth.
Amen.
Yet he had to get rid of his standard of who he was in order to go this way.
Amen.
He was a Hebrew of Hebrews, right?
Amen.
A Pharisee, blameless in the law. All of that had to go
Amen.
So that he could follow
yes.
the Lord in the present
Amen.
Truth.
Amen.
Today, we need to be not castaways of the present truth,
right.
but let go of everything that we are and have
right.
so that we can follow the Lord in this way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have this ministry, that we have these truths that we're learning this weekend, and that we have the Bible, we have, and but we don't want to, we need to hold fast
yes.
what we have.
Amen.
Amen.
Love the Lord.
Amen.
He's our first love.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, this weekend I felt like the Lord is just recovering me.
Amen.
You know, back to the present truth, back to the pathway of God, and to hear the voice of God in a fresh way.
Amen.
I just felt like, you know, with Josiah, then the way they opened the word,
mm-hmm.
and the way they responded to God's word.
Amen.
Felt like the Lord was just touching me to respond to Him anew.
Amen.
Before coming, I was kind of saying to the Lord, I'm kind of tired of this way. But I just felt like the Lord just really recovered my first love for
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Actually, there's no other way.
Amen.
You know,
right.
this is the only way where we can get the present truth.
Amen.
This is the only way that leads us in the pathway of God, you know, with the goal of God's building.
Amen.
So how much we just need to open to the Lord to allow Him even to work in us.
Amen.
You know, like Josiah, and allow Him just to show us what He's doing.
Amen.
You know, and empty us, you know, so we can have, you know, cooperate with Him in a fresh way.
Amen.
So I just feel like this weekend has just been such a blessing just to be recovered back to the first love.
Amen.
That this is the right way.
Amen.
Sometimes you just need that reassurance again that this is the right way.
Amen.
But this weekend I felt the Lord was saying, there's no other way.
Amen.
It's the only pathway of God.
Amen.
The only way that leads to God's building.
Amen.
Just one second, sister. So if you haven't had an opportunity to speak, now is your chance. So if your heart is thump, 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 please come back.
Right.
If
Amen.
You haven't spoken so far, please come.
Amen.
Go ahead, sister.
I just appreciated your new vision.
vision.
Amen.
I just appreciated having us seeing this renewed vision of Christ this weekend.
Amen.
I just really just this picture of me, Jesus, and the vessel.
Amen.
To just realize that me has to go.
Amen.
The words, our thoughts, our concepts, our preferences, and our inclinations. Amen. God doesn't want anything of that.
Amen.
And I'm a vessel and I'm a container to contain God.
Amen.
In my spirit, but I have to allow Him to be released.
Amen.
To do this, I need to practice.
Amen.
Daily, I need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Call on His name, turn to Him. And the more I do this, the more all these things of myself will go.
Amen.
And this Christ within us can be released.
Amen.
And once He's released, His body is built up.
Yeah.
This is what He's after. He's after the building up of Himself.
Amen.
Oh, may the Lord just gain us in us.
Amen.
See, it's the best way to keep something is to
eat it. Amen.
So we saw a lot this weekend of the central vision.
Amen.
We saw a lot this morning of the present truth.
Amen.
But I hope that we would all go home and spend a lot of time to eat what's in here.
Amen.
Digest it and to assimilate.
Amen.
This morning
That's
I
good.
Appreciated these two questions. Who are you,
Lord?
What shall I
do? Amen.
The answer is right here in these three words.
Amen.
I am Jesus.
Amen.
You are a chosen vessel.
Amen.
You need to be God bottled.
Amen.
Containing Him, enjoying Him, gaining Him, so that we can become the corporate me.
Amen.
In this corporate me, there is nobody but Christ.
Amen.
So we need to be filled with this Christ.
Amen.
He would increase and we would decrease.
Amen.
We could become the corporate me.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, praise you.
Amen.
I'm very thankful to God
that
He found me and He chose me.
Amen.
And that I know Him personally.
Amen.
Just a few days ago, I met a woman.
And
we spoke with her, and she told me that she's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I'm also a believer. And just like Brother Ricky mentioned today, those stairs in Rome, and that the people were ready to kiss these letters, those steps, and they were climbing on it.
Так и сейчас.
And that's what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. Люди просто уведены от Бога.
There are a lot of people who just like taken astray from God.
Mm-hmm.
И она мне стала рассказывать, как она исповедуется у батюшки и как он ее там просто не понимает, не как-то заставляет снова и снова.
And she told me how again and again she just confesses in front of priests and in front of Orthodox priests and she just keeps doing it.
А я ей объяснила, зачем?
And I told her why.
У нас есть живой Бог, который может прийти и исповедаться без посредников.
And we can confess without
Amen.
Господь, да, Господь сказал, ты зайди в комнату, исповедайся тайно.
God told, come to your room and confess.
Amen.
И он сказал, что мы, говорю, можем просто позвонить Господу, призвать имя
and
Его.
And we can, like calling God, we can just call upon His name.
И он сказал, призови, и я услышу.
And
Amen.
He said, call upon my name and I'll hear you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you sent such people to whom I can tell this.
Amen.
About the living God.
Amen.
The
Amen.
One who loves us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's cut it down to 30 seconds. So when you hear the boo, 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 please wind it down. And no more coming down.
Amen.
No more standing up. Just knees here.
Amen.
Okay? So 30 seconds. When you hear Steve, please.
Amen. I endured the voice from yesterday. Christ should be our only sword.
Amen.
There's no part of us that should lead our way of life.
Amen.
He is the umpire that we should allow to arbitrate in our hearts.
Amen.
We should allow Christ to lead every aspect of our lives.
Amen.
Let us drink, eat, digest, breathe, and live Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I was
really impressed during this conference about the huge love God has for us.
Amen.
Because to call you, to associate with us, to call himself me.
Amen.
To put, to use us as vessels. He is the God of the whole eternity, and he used us as his vessels.
Amen.
And I really was touched that with his poem, we the church, the masterpiece of God,
amen,
a poem expressing God's infinite wisdom,
amen,
and divine design.
Yeah.
The church is God's wise exhibition of all that Christ is.
Yes.
Amen. It's wonderful. Such
amen.
A great love amen. That we, he wrote us. He, okay.
Amen.
I just enjoyed seeing that God's desire is to gain the entire earth.
Amen.
But the way we limit him is with the matter of our vessel.
Right.
Our heart needs to daily be
yes.
dealt with.
Amen.
So that the Lord can gain ground in us.
Amen.
If he gains ground in us, then he can gain the entire earth.
Amen.
I appreciate this point for the growth in life, for the growth of Christ as the life seed in us. We must deal with the Lord daily to be pure in heart, that is to be single only for the Lord's interest,
amen,
and keeping our heart with all vigilance.
Amen.
Keeping our heart, we hold fast to this little power that we have.
Amen.
We allow the Lord the way to build up his body and gain the entire earth.
Amen.
It states from yesterday, no matter what kind of person we may be, as far as the one new man's concerned, we are all nobodies.
Amen.
We are all nobodies.
Amen.
But as soon as Christ steps in, we serve as an expression of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I believe this verse in 2 Kings 23:24. Right? And moreover, Josiah utterly removed all the mediums,
amen,
and all the idols, and all the detestable things that were seen in the land,
right,
in Judah and in Jerusalem,
amen,
that he might confirm the words of the law which are written in the book.
Amen.
That's what the Lord is doing in us.
Amen.
We get into the Josiah version. We're enjoying the Lord. Yeah,
amen.
We're being washed.
Amen.
We're being renewed. We're being refreshed.
Amen.
The pillar, we're becoming
right.
The new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Even in Revelation, he's given us a new name of the city of our God,
right,
his new name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We have been called into the new invention of God.
Amen.
We have been called into the new man.
Amen.
We had a deeper appreciation for where we are.
Amen.
We are under the central vision of God.
Amen.
And our group time yesterday was brought out. Do we each need to see this vision once, or is it a repeated vision?
Amen.
Is it a repeated vision because day by day is getting renewed in us?
Amen.
Day by day we need to see this.
Amen.
The prayer in Ephesians 1:17 is to be our prayer every day.
Amen.
Lord, enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
Amen.
And continue to see me, Jesus and vessel.
Amen.
Amen. I was just really impressed in Acts with Paul's conversion. He asked the Lord, who are you, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
What shall I do, Lord?
Amen.
So we can ask the Lord these same questions. And the first thing that the Lord showed Paul, he showed him the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So Lord, just enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
Amen.
Show us how precious you are.
Amen.
Lord, keep us in the body.
Amen.
Amen. For the growth of Christ as the life seed in us, we need to have a fresh, up-to-date, daily consecration to him from our human spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just hand ourselves over to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, speak to us.
Amen.
Command us.
Amen.
And Lord, pray that we would cooperate with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I enjoy seeing that Genesis 4:26, our spiritual identity is
dominion.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are a chosen vessel to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we have received the seed of life.
Amen.
And wants to grow, you know. So we need to, you know, unclog our heart and
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Pay attention to our spirit so the Lord can dispense his life into us.
Amen.
So he can grow into us.
Amen.
This is not so I can be a spiritual giant.
Right.
But this is for his building.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that it pleases you to reveal your son in us.
Amen.
And continue to allow us to turn to you.
Amen.
In your building.
Amen.
Lord, here I am.
Amen.
Show me the special vision as we did with the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
I appreciated that the conference began with the matter of vision.
Amen.
But this vision is day by day.
Amen.
It's not only to have a vision while we're here together,
right,
but each day we would open to the Lord and say, here I am.
Amen.
Allowing him to reveal this to us moment by moment.
Amen.
In order
Amen.
Amen.
Living according to the arbitrating peace.
Amen.
That we would really come into the reality of the one man.
Amen.
That we would really be the expression of God.
Amen.
I appreciated to see that in the one you man, there's no Jew nor Greek, there's no African, there's Chinese, but even further, there's no you and there's no me.
Amen.
In the one you man, Christ is all the members and Christ is
in
all
the members.
Amen. The one you man is just Christ.
Amen.
Saints, we can only see, we can only experience what we can see.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Amen.
And I need to see Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus' vessel.
Amen.
I am a vessel to contain God.
Amen.
I just appreciate that I'm just a God bottle.
Amen.
And I need to give the Lord a thoroughfare in my being.
Amen.
To empty myself out of my old man.
Amen.
All the things that trouble me.
Amen.
So I can be filled with the God who makes me bubble.
Amen. Amen.
Not only be me, but us.
Amen.
To be those who are filled with God.
Amen.
Oh, I just see, he just desires this new man.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all not supposed to be up here, but speaking defeats the enemy.
Amen.
If I don't come up speaking, I'm going to regret it.
Amen.
Satan, I'm up here saying you're a liar.
Amen.
For me to be mingled with God, to grow with the growth of God, and to be transformed by God, to minister God, for the building of God is a daily process.
Amen.
I need to be poor in spirit.
Amen.
To be emptied out in my spirit.
Amen.
And to know nothing.
Amen.
To know that I am nothing.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for this fresh reminder that I am a Jesus bottle.
Amen. Right.
There are seekers out there who do not know that Christ can be their life.
Mm-hmm.
There are brothers and sisters out there who do not know that Christ is in them.
Mm-hmm.
Josiah, King of Josiah, had to find the Word.
Amen.
So we have the Word.
Amen.
We have the Josiah version of the Bible.
Amen.
May we be those who are Josiah of today who
amen.
Say amen to the Word and take action.
Amen.
I could stand with my brother. He said he was Haitian, and then I was like, amen. But that in the Word it says that there's neither Greek nor
Jew,
Haitian, black, Asian, but we're all, but
Christ
is
all. Amen.
Yesterday we were driving through the town, and there was a group of Jews,
mm-hmm.
and my heart just felt like, wow, they don't know Christ.
Yeah. Right.
I just felt like, we should pray. We should pray for the Jews.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Open their eyes.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Sister, could you tell everyone what your badge says?
Oh.
What's your name?
My name is Charlie.
Amen.
Hallelujah.